This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma only addresses lawmakers' questions in House of Representatives session, informs government's effort to make Nepal's air service prompt and reliable. Prime Minister Oli holds telephone conversation with Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, calls for diplomatic efforts for safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba highlights Nepal's commitment to digital transformation at Raisina Dialogue. And Ukraine-Russia to hold talks with U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia next week. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli addressed several concerns raised by lawmakers during the question and answer session in the House of Representatives yesterday. In his replies to queries from lawmakers, the Prime Minister said the government is working to make the country's air services prompt and reliable. The head of government added that efforts are ongoing to improve the efficiency in the management of the national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation. He stated that the Federal Parliament is preparing to present the bill to revise and integrate tourism-related existing laws in the current session. Prime Minister Oli added that through an ordinance, the government has revised the Act to promote an atmosphere conducive to industrial and enterprise development. In his response to a query from legislator Binita Kathayat, Prime Minister Oli said that works are going on under the Mahakali Corridor to link Lipu Lake Limpiadura with the road connectivity. Similarly, in his replies to a question from lawmaker Bimala Subedi, the Prime Minister said the government is sensitive about the matter of concluding the remaining task of the peace process soon. Prime Minister Oli said at least 500 entrepreneurs would be provided with the startup loan this year in order to make the youth entrepreneurs. The head of the government shared that the process for the selection has reached the final phase from the interested bidders in the program of providing loans at subsidized interest rates to attract investors in startup-based entrepreneurship development. In the meantime, the House of Representatives meeting yesterday has passed the bill designed to amend certain Nepal acts related to economic and business environment reforms and investment promotion in 2081. The bill was presented for the approval of the lower house by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Podel. Speaker Devraj Khemiri announced that the bill had been passed by a majority. Earlier, the amendment proposals on the bill were rejected by a majority of the House. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called on Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan requesting his diplomatic efforts for the safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi, who is under Hamas captivity. The Prime Minister made the request yesterday afternoon over a telephone call to the Turkish President. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat in response, the Turkish President said that he would take the issue seriously and would make efforts for Bipin's release. Earlier on the 12th of March, Prime Minister Oli had called on the Egyptian president and urged him to take necessary steps for the release of Joshi. Three government hospitals will now provide free medicines to patients suffering from brain stroke. The medicine, which is being made available with support from the American donor organization Direct Relief and facilitated by Nepal's One Heart Worldwide, it will initially be distributed at Bir Hospital, Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital and Bharatpur Hospital. At a press conference yesterday, the Ministry of Health and Population announced the initiative. Minister for Health and Population Pradeep Podel expressed gratitude to the donor organization for providing the costly medication. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has emphasized the importance of keeping pace with the rapid advancements in digital technology. Speaking at a session on digital public infrastructure in the ongoing Raisina Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, Minister Rana highlighted that failing to adapt to the fast-evolving landscape will result in being left behind. Stating that Nepal is ready for the inevitable transformation through technology, Minister Dr. Rana reaffirmed Nepal's commitment to developing digital public infrastructure, emphasizing the country's focus on building inclusive and transformative digital solutions. Minister Dr. Rana also outlined Nepal's ongoing efforts in digital governance, including improvements in public service delivery through digital means. Dr. Rana also mentioned that Nepal is in the process of implementing the Personal Data Protection Act to further secure its digital landscape. In her concluding remarks, Minister Rana highlighted that India could play a key role in helping developing countries build digital infrastructure and promote e-governance. Visiting Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs of the Republic of Moldova, Mihail Popsoi, yesterday paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli. During the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar, matters relating to bilateral interest and relations were discussed. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli invited the Moldovan minister to the Sagarmatha Sambad being held from the 16th to 18th of May, focusing on climate change, mountains and the future of humanity. Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Deepak Khadga has said problems of small-scale hydropower projects would be resolved by making policy-level reforms. Addressing a program organized by Green Energy Entrepreneur Nepal in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Khadga said the government and private sector should move ahead collaborating with each other for the development of the energy sector. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak has said that housing would be provided to the people of Bagmati and Kosi provinces affected by the floods last September. After the 30th meeting of the Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Executive Committee held yesterday, the Home Minister said permanent and temporary shelters would be constructed as per the need after analysing the damage caused by floods, landslides and inundation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Ukrainian and Russian officials have confirmed that talks on a United States proposal for a partial ceasefire in Ukraine are set to resume on Monday in Saudi Arabia. Speaking at a news conference in Norwegian capital Oslo on Thursday, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said the structure of the meetings scheduled for Monday would see U.S. officials meeting with Ukrainian experts and then holding separate talks with the Russian representatives. In the meantime, Ukrainian President Zelensky has urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop making unnecessary demands that only prolong the war. Both Zelensky and Putin have agreed to a ceasefire in principle during conversations with the US, but one has yet to materialize due to conflicting conditions. Zelensky also warned that taking NATO membership for Ukraine off the table, something Putin has said was non-negotiable for peace. He also rebuffed claims by the White House that he discussed ceding ownership of Ukraine's nuclear power plants to the US during a call with President Donald Trump. Now, the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Kosi, Madhes and Lumini province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the parts of the country today. Light rain with thunder and lightning is possible in a few places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali province. There is also the possibility of light snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli addresses lawmakers' questions in House of Representatives session, informs government's effort to make Nepal's air services prompt and reliable. Prime Minister Oli holds telephone conversation with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, calls for diplomatic efforts for safe release of Nepali student Bipin Joshi from Hamas captivity. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Deoba highlights Nepal's commitment to digital transformation at Raisina Dialogue. And Ukraine-Russia to hold talks with US officials in Saudi Arabia next week. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.